Welcome to today's live talk. I'm your host, Michelle Gasso. Today we will be speaking with Christy Vischer, Principal Research Associate with the Justice Policy Center at the Urban Institute in Washington, D.C. Vischer has 20 years of experience in policy research on crime and justice issues, and her research interests focus on criminal careers, communities in crime, violence, and the evaluation of strategies for crime control and prevention. Dr. Vischer is currently directing Returning Home, Understanding the Challenges of Prisoner Reentry, which is a multi-site longitudinal study of prisoner reentry from multiple dimensions, including the individual trajectories of post-prison adjustment, the family and community context to which former prisoners return, and the state reentry processes and other social and economic influences within the states of Maryland, Illinois, Ohio, and Texas. She's also a co-principal investigator of the multi-site evaluation of the Serious Violent Offender Reentry Initiative, an examination of state and local prisoner reentry programs funded in 2001 by the Departments of Justice, Labor, and Health and Human Services. Dr. Vischer received her master's and Ph.D. in sociology from the Indiana University in Bloomington, and today she will be speaking with us about housing issues for inmates returning to the community after release. So welcome to today's live talk, Dr. Vischer.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we're very happy to have you. First, I wanted to see if I could have you talk a little bit about the basic impact that lack of housing can have on offenders returning to the community. And what is that lack of housing, how does that affect recidivism?
Well, most people coming out of prison have a place to live, at least initially. But that isn't to say that they have stable housing. Most people who come out of prison would like to live somewhere else, but they don't have the money to get a place of their own, so they usually live with the family, even though their average age is about 34 years old. One study that I didn't do, but someone else did, showed that almost 20% of returning prisoners are homeless for at least 1 month in the year after their release. So without any stable housing, it's difficult to look for work and to get into a regular routine and stay away from people and situations that might lead one back into trouble becomes even more difficult.
Right.
And the other thing is that in urban areas, a lot of family members live in public housing, and city housing departments can deny admission to people with drug convictions. So this can create really serious problems for people when they're trying to come back to live with their families.
And sort of set them up for failure one way or the other.
That's right.
Now, the Urban Institute recently released some research that you were conducting in Chicago that was related to reentry and housing. And I was hoping you could kind of brief us on the study and who you ended up talking to and what you found out to be some of the barriers.
Well, in Chicago, we interviewed 400 men who were about to be released from prison. And then we followed them back into their communities and their neighborhoods where they lived in Chicago to find out how they were doing. We also talked to one member of their family, and we conducted group discussions with community residents in several Chicago neighborhoods that are receiving lots of former prisoners.
Okay.
And what we found was that about 40% of the men leaving prison live initially with their mother. And many also live with a sister, or sometimes they live with a spouse or female partner, but they would really like to live someplace else. And also, about half of the people who were coming out of prison chose not to go back to their old neighborhood. And we thought this was interesting, and many of them told us that they didn't go back to that old neighborhood because they wanted to stay out of trouble. But when we looked at the new neighborhoods that they were going to, we found that they weren't often any better than the old ones. And so at 6 months, when we talked to them, we asked them what they needed, and they gave us a lot of things about what they needed, but they also said 40% of them said that they really could use help with housing.
Interesting. Now, was it just that they didn't know the right places to go, or is it they just really didn't have access to the kinds of places they wanted to live?
Well, if you think about how you would go about getting an apartment, mm-hmm. you usually have to have first month's rent, last month's rent, and you need to have a security deposit in many cases.
Right.
And that's a lot of money for people who are just coming out of prison to be able to pull together. And it's really not the kind of money that these families can even allow somebody to borrow from them. So it they need some time to raise that kind of money to be able to get a place on their own. But then the first problem they come in, up against is trying to find a job.
Okay. Were there any, did you find that there were any systems in place at all to try and assist these offenders? And if there weren't systems in place, you know, did you find any differences between the offenders who did kind of get into sort of stable housing?
Well, there's actually very few housing options for people leaving prison who really have no place to live. In places like New York City, for example, some people are actually released directly to a shelter, and these individuals are definitely more likely to return to prison. One study in Georgia found that the chances of being rearrested increased 25% every time someone changed addresses. And so instability in housing is a real problem. One of the things that family members are providing is housing and financial assistance. And while we often don't think about trying to help the families of people who are coming out of prison, one of the conclusions of my report is that it would be useful if we could find a way, if society could find a way to help these families because they are also struggling. And if we can support the families in some of their needs, then we can also help the people who are coming out of prison.
Right. Now, were you studying people who are coming from a particular facility, or was it folks mostly coming to a particular area after release?
We chose, in each of our states, we chose the major metropolitan area that was home to most of the people coming out of prison from across the state. So we interviewed people who were in prisons located near Chicago just for ease in recruitment, but they were all returning to the Chicago area. And Chicago, as some of your listeners may know, has a lot of public housing projects, and people can be denied residence in public housing if they have a drug conviction or if they're even thought to be using drugs.
Right. So it wasn't a particularly welcoming kind of atmosphere for them.
No, and then when people realize that they can't live where they want to live because they would risk getting their mother, perhaps, or their sister evicted, then they struggle to try to find a place, another kind of place to live. And then they're in a situation where they're moving regularly to try to find some place that they can stay for some period of time. Now, one of the things that people don't know is that if you're denied entry into public housing, you can appeal. Apparently, you can appeal the decision and show evidence that you have been, for example, rehabilitated or that you're in a drug treatment program, and that can sometimes help you get it back into the public housing. But people don't really know that you can go through this appeal process.
Right. And it maybe takes a little while to get, does it take a bit of time for the appeal process to come?
I'm sure it does.
Yeah.
It does take some time to go through that process.
If you're just joining us, we're talking to Christy Vischer, Principal Research Associate with the Justice Policy Center at the Urban Institute, about housing issues and offender reentry. I want to kind of go back to your study. The Chicago study is actually part of a larger effort, is that right, to look at ways to improve reentry outcomes. And I was wondering if, you know, maybe the Chicago study and some of the other research you've done, have you been able to pinpoint certain types of collaborations or programs that have been successful in helping offenders return to the community?
Well, if we think about housing, housing for returning prisoners is a problem that no one agency really owns.
Okay.
Corrections doesn't think it's their problem, and this has been an issue in trying to develop housing programs for people coming out of prison. State corrections might operate a few halfway houses. Sometimes they're now called adult transition centers. But housing programs now around the country are being very creative, and they're being started with housing and urban development money for the homeless, or they're being started with health and human services money that may be reserved for the mentally ill. So if there's mentally ill people coming out of jails or out of prisons, they may be able to tap into housing facilities that are being set up with these other funding streams.
Interesting.
Some of the evidence-based practice in this area is coming from a long history of supportive housing, which only now is really being applied to the former prisoner population, which sort of tries to blend transitional housing with some services to help people who are living in those transitional housing facilities. And also faith-based organizations are getting involved in providing housing for returning prisoners, usually pulling together whatever kind of resources that they can find, primarily in the community. So now the community is taking ownership of some of this problem as well. So I think it's going to take a lot of different agencies working together to try to solve this problem.
Right. And it sounds like from what you're just mentioning that it isn't, although housing is a major barrier for these centers in becoming successful, it's not just housing, but also providing some other kinds of supports and services and really kind of getting different agencies to kind of think about this population together. Is that?
Yes, that's correct. A lot of the people who are coming out of prison and into these urban areas, like, for example, Chicago, have drug and alcohol addiction problems. And so Chicago is experimenting with a reentry program that starts in prison, actually up to a year before they're released, and then really focuses on that drug and alcohol addiction, but also tries to help people with other kinds of problems, like housing, like employment, and get them to think about how they're going to face those problems when they're released. And then when they are released, there are continuing services and supports in the community to help them, provide some kind of continuity for them. This is called, in the literature, it's called a continuity of care model.
Sure.
And it's we're finding that it's really, really important to start those services in prison and then to continue them after release.
Well, it sounds like at least there are a handful of agencies that are working on things like that, and it sounds like at least people are heading in the right direction.
Well, without stable housing, these individuals are more likely to end up back in prison. And in our study, housing and family support were the most frequently mentioned reasons for staying out of prison. When we asked people, well, here at 6 months, why do you think you've been able to stay out of prison? People said housing and family support.
Well, very interesting. That concludes today's live talk, and thank you to Christy Fisher from the Urban Institute for joining us today.
Well, thank you.
And thanks also to our audience for tuning in. To learn more about reentry initiatives in corrections, be sure to read this month's articles on the Corrections Connection at www.corrections.com. For CCNN, I'm Michelle Gasso.